Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good late evening to some of you. We have listeners all over the world, and some of you it's late evening in Europe, and East Coast is afternoon, and on the West Coast it's morning time. So we're trying to get all the time zones caught up here. That's what's happening when you're doing internet shows. You have listeners from all over the world. So I am Minister James Browning, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. And I'm broadcasting live today from Phoenix, Arizona. Hot Phoenix, man, and the heat is on. Thank God we have a little monsoon going on here. It finally arrived this week, and we're grateful for that. So it's well-needed rain, but it is still very hot. I went out walking this morning, I guess about 8:30, and it was still over 100 degrees at 8 o'clock this morning. So we are really, really rolling here. But that's okay. We're praising the Lord and pressing on. So it's all good. Amen to that. Okay. Let's do prayer so we can get started today. We have a really powerful show for you today, and we don't want to waste a lot of time to get to it. But first, we'll have to ask the Creator to come in and bless us and give us strength to go forward. So let's get started. Father, Mother God, we give gratitude and thanks for another day of life. We thank you that you brought us through another week. We are totally grateful that knowing that your love and your grace seeing us through, and we are grateful for all that showed up in our lives this week, for the things that was wonderful and the things that was not so wonderful, because out of each experience we learned, and it helped us to move forward and help us to raise our consciousness to a higher state of awareness and higher state of oneness. So we ask you, God, just to continuously to give us divine love, divine protection, and divine prosperity in our lives, and help us to move forward to claim that ability and that space that we claim that we wanted when we came here. Give us, show us insight and show us wisdom that we fulfill our earthly purpose and do what we have ordained to do and do all that we need to do in order to raise our consciousness and raise the vibrations. We thank you, God, for we know that each one of us raise our consciousness and raise our vibration, we affect the whole planet. So we ask you, God, to continue to give us strength. And we pray, the beloved, mighty I Am, brethren, for world peace, for world love. We pray for this country and for all of its leadership. We pray that you would touch their hearts, shake their minds, and move them in the right direction, God. We ask you that you will, we know that everything is a divine order. Even though we may not understand it and cannot see what is happening, we know that you have your hands on everything, and we would just totally surrender to you, God, knowing that it's all good, knowing that we are connected to you, God. Just like the wave is connected in the ocean, we are connected to you, God. So we'll go forth doing the work that we are supposed to do, knowing that if we take one step, you'll take two. So we are just going to do everything we need to do to bring about peaceful change and bring about things in the manner that it should be. We're so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. Well, beloved ones, what another wonderful day. You know, every day that we wake up and we're in good health, it's enough to be grateful for, because there's a lot still going on with the pandemic and all the other crazy stuff happening politically. It's like, whoa. You know, some days it's like, my goodness, is this really happening? Are we really going, this is really what's going on? Well, guess what? This is the real world, beloved ones. And but you know what? We all chose to be here at this time. So we're just going to take one day at a time and learn what we need to do and grow in our experiences, you know? So there's a lot of changes taking place on the planet and a lot of changes that's going to take place that we have not even experienced yet. So we want to prepare ourselves to be able to be in this world and be able to survive and make it through. And we're going to make it through, beloved one. I'm telling you, we are shifting and changing. This is true. But there are better days ahead. You just got to hold on and know that you are connected to the God force and that you're going to be okay. It's very, very important that you do that. It's very, very important that you understand that you have the power to be able to do that, okay? So we're going to continually move forward in that matter to open our minds and souls and spirit to be able to do what we need to do. So today's show is something that's going to really be helpful for each one of us to be able to make it through these days, because it is totally a necessity for us to use all of our faculties, our minds, our spirits, everything that we have in order to be able to prepare ourselves and get ready and to make it through the present time, but yet prepare ourselves for those days that are coming ahead of us. And they're coming, and they're coming fast. So today's show is, we're talking about the two most powerful words in the universe, and that is I am. Beloved ones, I am is the two most powerful words in the universe. And I'm going to explain to you why that is, and you're going to see how it is and how important it is that you use your I am in proper perspective. Always using your I am in a positive manner, never in a negative manner. Because I am has power. It will bring you whatever you are saying, whatever you are thinking about it. It will create. It doesn't analyze now. Whatever you use your I am in front of will happen for you. Good, bad, or indifferent. But we want to talk about how we're going to use it in a positive manner and how we're going to use it to elevate our lives, not take our lives down. Okay? So let me just share scripture with you so you have some idea of where it is I'm going to go with this talk today, because it's very important that you get a full understanding of this. Proverbs 18, chapter 18, verse 21. The tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. Let me just share that with you one more time, beloved ones, because this is important stuff I'm talking about right here. The tongue, in other words, your mouth, can bring you death or it can bring you life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. So what it's saying here, that failure and success basically starts with what you're saying, beloved ones. So you have to take control of what's coming out of your mouth, okay? And it calls for discipline. And we're going to talk more about how we get to that level. So what you're saying to yourself and you're saying to others are making a difference in your life. You must become conscious of what's coming out of your mouth, beloved ones. And it's because, you know, what you say to yourself is probably even more powerful than what you're saying to others, because you'd probably, you know, and I'm not talking about verbally speaking out, but what you're saying and your mind, your mind's eye is just as powerful as what you're saying out. But when you're saying it to your mind more than you're saying it to other people, totally be guarded in what we are saying to ourselves and to others, because success or failure can be partially controlled by our conversation. Okay? Partially controlled by our conversation. And I'm going to tell you why I said partially controlled later on in the conversation. But your mouth, your words are making a difference, beloved ones. And you need to be very aware of what you're saying and what you and how you're saying it, especially when you're using your I am vocabulary, okay? Because there's a lot of power in the I am, and I'm going to talk about all the power that is there. Most people don't even take in consideration how they're using the words that are affecting their lives. People just talk unconsciously, say things, and never even really think about it. You know, it just sort of just rolls off of our tongues. And we need to become more conscious of what we're saying, because it's affecting our physical life. Okay? It really, really is, beloved one. And we have to take control of that and just be aware of what's coming out of your mouth. I'm here to tell you, beloved one, that these two words can definitely bring change in your life. And when I say bring change, it brings change in both ways. it can bring change in what's happening good for you, but it can also bring change in what's happening not so good for you, okay? Because the I am, don't try to determine how you mean it. It's just implement and carry out your command. Your command. You're commanding when you use your I am presence. That is the power that you're using, okay? So you have to, when you put the word I am in front of any statement that you make, you have just amplified that statement. You have made that statement more powerful than you really even understand. You made it so powerful, you made it powerful to the 10th power. It really, really increases your power when you use I am in front of any statement that you make, okay? So when you, because when you use I am, you are putting the name of God in action. Let me repeat that to you. When you use your I am in front of any statement, you are putting the name of God in action. So you want to always use your I am in a positive statement, beloved one, because see, God will give you the desires of your heart. So when you're using God's name, then he is going to do as you ask to be done, okay? So regardless of what you're saying. Now, too often we use I am in a negative way, and then we create these negative conditions for ourselves and wonder why. You're creating them yourself by using your most powerful words, your I am words. You, I know you have heard people use some of these examples I'm going to share with you and how it affects you. You heard people say, I am broke. I don't, you know, I'm broke. I don't have any money. I'm, you know, I'm times are really hard. I'm just totally broke. You know, I'm sick. You know, people say I'm sick and just, you know, woe is me. I'm sick. I'm sick, you know, and they come completely repeat these things. I am unlucky, you heard people say. I am lonely. Oh, you heard that so often. You heard people say, I'm lonely. I don't have companionship. I'm unhappy. I'm confused. And you heard people use these statements every day, and they are unconscious of what they are doing when they use these statements, but they are amplifying these statements to take hold in their life. So when you saying I am broke, that means that your financial currency will find a way to elude you. You will not have the flow of your money coming into your life because you just cut it off. When you say I am broke, that means that God, I don't need any money. I don't want any money. I don't need it because I'm broke. So stop the flow of coin. I am lonely. I don't need any love. I don't want a relationship because I am lonely. So I'm enjoying being that. So the universe will find a way to keep you in that state of mind, that state of where, and you are repelling the love from you or the relationship from you by you using your I am presence in front of that one statement, loved one. So you have to be very conscious of that. And never to use that in a negative way, because it is going to make a difference in what shows up in your life. It really do. I know it may seem very simplistic, but it's very true. It's very, very true, okay, because you are using the name of God, and you are implementing God. So he is giving you what you want. And most of us are just unconscious of it. We do it so unconsciously, you know. But now I'm telling you, from this point on, that you will make the words of your I am conscious. You will become conscious of what you're saying, because what you're saying is controlling what's showing up in your life. And I want the best to show up for you. And even the Creator wants you to want the best to show up for you. But he will allow those things to show up that you are declaring and you are affirming. And so every time you're affirming, I'm broke, I'm sick, you are asking for more of those conditions. I know, beloved ones, it's simple, but it is so, so true, and you have to take what I'm telling you literally. I want you to really understand that you have to use your I am power in a positive way. And I'm going to give you some examples of how to use your I am in a positive way, and to create, you want to create the conditions in your life that you want. You want to tell your I am of the positive thing that you want to have show up in your life. See, your I am is the name of God. I am is the God in you. So every time you say I am, you are invoking that God that lives within you, beloved ones. So you never want to use the name of God in any negative way. And when you're saying things that are negative, you are actually putting yourself down and you're putting God down. It's that simple, beloved ones. So you have to take control of what you're saying. You always have to be on God. And I know it takes work, and because if you have not been conscious of what you've been saying, and it's just coming out of your mouth in any matter, in any form, you have to be able to now step up and control your thoughts. You have to take control of what's coming out of your mouth, beloved ones. It's really, really, really important. Thank God that the Creator did put a human mind in your body, because there is part of your mind, your brain, that is the conscious, your conscious mind. And your conscious mind is your filter. That is the part of your mind that filters everything that comes into you, whether you are saying it or someone else is saying it to you. And your conscious mind analyzes these things. And so that stops these things from happening instantaneously. Can you just imagine that some of the thoughts you had that would happen instantaneously, what would happen in your life? My God, you know. So thank God there is a filter called the conscious mind that will guard and filter some of these thoughts and some of these words that you are allowing to come into your mind. They will stop them from happening in your life immediately. But when you continue to use these negative statements using your I am, your conscious mind will allow them to filter into your subconscious mind. And beloved ones, once your subconscious mind takes control of a thought, take control of words, and begin to develop feelings, when you when it gets in your subconscious, that is when your feelings get involved in your witchcraft, and that's when you begin to manifest. You begin to manifest positive or negative, all depend on what you have put in your mind, what you have allowed to show up in your mind. Okay, so once you get into that subconscious thinking, beloved ones, it's really a powerful thing. And that subconscious mind, and there's so much stuff that's been put into your subconscious mind by society, by your parents, by the people who raised you, and by you. All these factors have affected your subconscious mind, and so much of this stuff has been embedded in your subconscious mind for years. And you've been using these negative terms for years, a lot of us. We've been saying things that's not for our highest good for years. So it has gotten down into that subconscious thought, and even when you want to change, you won't change, and those things that you claim that you don't want to have keep showing up. How many of you have those experiences? Things that you don't want keep being part of your life. And that is because you have used your subconscious mind in the wrong way. You have allowed your subconscious mind to take control of those negative thoughts that was filtered through your conscious mind. Your conscious mind tried to stop it, kept using it. And so repetition is how we impact the subconscious mind. When you're a kid and you go to school, they teach you by repetition. Repetition is the key to the learning process. The more you repeat something, the more it is told to you, the more it will begin to seep into your subconscious mind. Okay, you learned your ABCs because your teacher in kindergarten, first grade, or your parents taught them to you at a very young age. And once you learned them, it went into your subconscious mind. So now you can say them automatically. Okay, And that is how the subconscious mind works. And that is the same way that the subconscious mind is being affected each and every day by us saying things that we really don't want to show up in our lives. Okay? You have to realize that you have to go to the point of reprogramming your subconscious mind when these things have taken root. And beloved one, that is the challenge. Not saying it is impossible. It's definitely not impossible because we see it happen all the time. But you have got to be willing to do the work in order to reprogram your subconscious thinking. That calls for you to really deep in deep and really be conscious to not to put any more in there and to try to erase that program that's already in there. And sometimes the program will not be erased. So the thing is that you need to create a new program in your subconscious, a new program that will overwhelm the old program that's in your mind and will be able, your mind will begin to operate out of that new program. So you need to start reprogramming your mind. You need to start programming your mind by saying positive I ams about yourself until the point where it has become part of your feeling world, okay? It is up to you, beloved ones. No one else is coming, going to do this for you. No one else is going to take responsibility for you, except for you, yourself, and the creative God force inside of you. And the creative, even the creative God force inside of you gave you free will. Do you understand what free will is? Free will is that you have a right to make decisions about your life. Even the creator does not interfere in you making decisions about your life. Okay? You have the right to make a decision about your life how you want it to be. And so when you use your free will, you are creating and setting yourself up for things as well. So free will for some people has not been the best tool they could have because they have chose to do things that have totally took them in a totally different direction than what they had set up to do when they came into the earth realm. Their plans were totally alternated because they used their free will in the wrong way. They allowed themselves to be programmed in a negative way. They used their I am in a negative way, and it really began to change. So we want to now to begin to talk about how we can use our I am power, which is the most powerful, to be able to change and alter our lives to becoming more prosperity, bringing more prosperity in our life, increasing our health, and increasing the quality of relationships that we have, and more anything that you desire in your life, when you're using your I am, it will create those positive examples for you, you know? So you want to start using statements like, I am prosperity. I'm going to repeat that. I am prosperity. I am blessed. One of my favorite ones, and I use constantly all the time, I am blessed and highly favored, you know? And I find that to really, really work for me. Everybody has to find what's comfortable for them, what works for them. But that's one of my positive statements that I do. When someone asks me, how am I doing? I always say, I am blessed and highly favored. Because I want that energy to come back to me. I want it to be, I want to put that out in the universe. And I want that I am present to be working for me. You know? Then you have, you want to, you may want to use, I am wonderful. You know, that's a positive one. I am great. Whatever it is that you feeling. And it doesn't mean that you, if you, most of you may not be feeling that at the moment. But the more you use it, the more you will begin to feel it. So sometimes, beloved ones, you got to trick your own mind to be able to raise your consciousness. You have to be willing to go in and say and feel a different from the way that you're really feeling emotionally. You see, because that old program is going to tell you you ain't feeling good, you're miserable, and you're not. It's not working. But you have to raise yourself up, raise your energy up, to fact is that you know that your I am presence is going to shift and change it with just by you using these words frequently enough. It doesn't happen when you just say it once in a while, beloved one, one time, two times. You have to use it consistently. You have to be consistent with your positive affirmations. You know, another one you may well say, I enjoy my loving relationships. You know, if you're not having the relationships that you want, you're not attracting into your life you want from a relationship, the quality of the relationship you want, or you want an intimate love relationship, then begin to declare it in a positive way. I am enjoying my new relationship. I am enjoying my relationship with my family. I am enjoying the relationship with my children. If you have not been making those connections before, when you start declaring and using your I am present, you remember, beloved one, you're calling upon God to bring this into your life, and God never fails, okay? Man failed, but God never failed. So the more you use them, the more you will experience them. You start saying, I am positive. If you find yourself into a lot of negative thinking and a lot of negative energy going on around you, and there is a lot of negativity going on around us right now, beloved ones, but we have to learn to rise above those conditions that we find the world in. We don't have to be part of the mass collective consciousness of chaos that's going on out there. We have to rise above that and reprogram our own thinking process and our own mind. Another one I like to use, I am a child of God. You know, because, you know, the more that you profess those things and more that you understand that you are a child of God. And you have to get to the point where you really, really understand that you and God are one, beloved one. You were made in the image of God, so that makes you a child of God, okay? And then when you accept and embrace that, my goodness gracious, how things will shift and change for you, okay? But like I said earlier, it's about the consistency. One has to be consistent with that, especially if you have been programmed with a lot of other stuff, and you have used your I am present in a negative form, then you have to really, really step up to change your subconscious thinking by using your I am and positive affirmations, beloved one. But if you will do the work, I really mean really commit to changing yourself, you can do it. It happens all the time. Not saying it's easy, but I'm saying it's very doable. You have to be one. You have to do that. When you find yourself in that negative, when you find yourself, even after you've been doing this for a long time, you may find yourself one day, all of a sudden, it's just blurred out. It just comes out in a negative form. You know, you may not be feeling well that day. You say, oh, I'm sick, you know, and it just comes out in that manner, you know. But the fact is, you have to shift and change that energy as soon as you realize that you have said that. Even though you may be feeling bad, but you have to change the energy and change that form and rechange the words that you're using, okay? Maybe you are financially strapped at the moment, okay? But you cannot use the term I'm broke. You may say, I'm a little financially challenged at the moment, but they ain't going to be okay. You have to be able to shift that negative energy to positive energy, beloved one. That is so, so important. You know, it seems so simple, and it does work, but why it doesn't work for a lot of people? Because they don't use it, and they don't put it to work, and they do not really implement or really work on this diligently. This is a hour-to-hour process that one must deal with, because you are being bombarded with negativity on every aspect in society now, especially with the climate of the politics going on in America right now. All you're hearing is negativity. If it ain't one thing, it's another thing. They're just continuously bombarding us with all this negative, overwhelming negativity. So we have to take responsibility to change our own situation. We cannot sit around and wait for someone to come help us to change our emotions and feelings. You, beloved one, me, we all have to stand up and begin to claim and utilize our I am power to our highest ability, okay? Because you're, like I keep telling you, the I am power is your God self. And that's the truth. And that's what the deal is. You have to understand that you, that that every time you're using it, you're calling on God. And you never want to put God down. And you never want to put yourself down. So you just have to be willing to make it change and make the difference. I'm not telling you that this is going to work like magic. I'm not telling you this is a magic pill. But I do tell you, and I do understand, old habits can be hard to be broken. But you have to be willing to do the work. If you are willing to stand up to that old negative energy, that old negative thought process, you will shift and change, beloved one. You can't help but change, but you have to willing to do it. You have to willing to get involved in your own destiny. You have to be willing to do it. And you know, you should, when you're using your I am presence and you're trying to change your position in life, then you know, you really need to write it down and not only speak it, but write it. Go do it in the mirror. Use positive affirmations like you've never done before. And you just got to really bombard yourself, because you're being bombarded on the other end with negativity. So you have to bombard yourself with positivity. You have to allow it to come in, and you have to not allow yourself to get into negative conversations with people about the negativity. It's okay to be political sometimes. I am very political. So, but I have to catch myself, because I don't want to get caught up in the negative energy as well. And you have to sometimes you have to put a halt on it, and you have to pull yourself away from that energy. You know, rather than sitting there listening to all that stuff all the time, constantly, you have to step back. You know, I'm not telling you not to be aware and be conscious of it, because you need to do that all the time, especially in today's time. You need to know what's going on around you, but you don't need to be overwhelmed with it. You don't need it to be able to possess your life and just totally take over you. You have to continue to do your part to bring about change in your life. You have to really be careful with your conversation. And because every time you're having a conversation with someone and you're talking about the negativity, you are implementing and you're using, that's repetition. So yeah, every time you're doing that, you're putting more of that thing in your mind, more of that thought in your mind, okay? And so we just have to take control, beloved one, and change our thinking. And as the Bible said, the power is in the tongue. And a lot of us love to communicate, especially if you're a talker. You have to really be careful, because it says that if you really enjoy talking, you can condemn yourself if you don't use your I am presence correctly. So you have to learn to really to bring that about, and to bring about in a way that you need it to come about, beloved one. So I just want to share a few other things with you about, you know, your I am presence, because it is so important that you understand that I am presence is there and it works for you. But there's a few other things that you have to do for yourself if you want lasting manifestation to come into your life. Yes, you can use your I am presence, and sometimes you can bring it into it and things will show up, but you just get a glimpse of it. It won't stay there, it won't endure, and you will not keep it. But we're talking about having everlasting, ever-longing prosperity, ever-longing, everlasting health, ever good relationships. In order to do that, you have to change that program in your subconscious mind. So we have to use that I am constantly, okay? But along with using your I am properly, you have to feel deep inside of yourself that you deserve that thing for which you want to show up in your life. And I cannot overemphasize that. Nothing will show up in your life, regardless of how much you talk about it, if you don't feel you deserve it. Let me repeat that to you, beloved one, because that's important. Regardless of how much you talk about what you want, if you don't deep inside you feel you deserve it, it will not show up in your life. So you have to feel that you deserve the thing that you want. Okay? And too often, we don't know what we want, so that's why all kinds of stuff keeps showing up in our lives and we don't feel it. And the things we really think that we want, we don't feel as if we deserve it. We don't feel as if that, you know, that is meant for us. We talk about it. We have a good conversation about it. But for as really feeling that it is for us, we don't allow it to manifest itself because we don't feel as if we did it. Somewhere in your life, whether it was you, your parents, your loved one, your associates, somebody made you feel undeserving about what it is that you feel you are desired to want. And it's a vibrational frequency that's set up. And your vibration frequency has to be set up in alignment with that which you desire, or that which you want. You have to desire it. It has to be, and by you doing your I am positive affirmations, your I am sayings, and using your I am, you will help to set up a frequency to help you bring about your desires and help you to begin to feel more about what it is. Even though you were told when you were younger or someone told you you don't deserve it, you can change that thought process or that feeling that's deep inside of you by using your I am presence and using it in a positive way. It will help to shift and erase that old program that you have allowed someone or something. And sometimes you didn't allow because you were a child and you didn't know any better. You just listened to someone else, or you listened to someone who you thought had more power, more intellect, more, good intelligence than you did. You gave your power away to someone else, and you bought into what they told you they thought you should have and what you should desire for yourself. But you have the ability to manifest and control for yourself, and don't let anyone else talk you out of what it is. And in along with having your desire, next you have to have the faith. Faith without works is dead, beloved ones. Okay? You have to have the faith that you are deserving. Along with the desire you having desire, you also have to have faith, excuse me, that is going to show up. And having the faith is mostly going to develop from you developing a relationship with your I am presence. And I'm talking about the God in you. The God in you will help you begin to understand and to be able to bring about things, and because you are now allowing that God force inside of you to help you to assist in those things. And of all the things that the I am presence is, and the most powerful part of it is the spiritual part. That's the part in which we're going to talk about the God in you. The God in you is your I am presence. That's your real I am presence, is that God force inside of you. And when you are saying these things, you're calling upon that God force inside of you. But that is where the power is, beloved ones. And without the Spirit of God in you, you have no power. Let me repeat that. Without the Spirit of God in you, you have no power. You alone have no power. If you disappointed, I'm sorry. But it is the God in you that gives you the power. But even beloved Jesus said, the work I do is not of my own, but it is the God within me that do the work. You hear me? Jesus said, it is the God in me to do the work. So all the miracles that we heard about that Jesus performed, all the goodness and things that he did, Jesus as a man, as a mortal man, didn't do none of that stuff. That was the God inside of him that was allowing him to do that. He learned how to tap in and learn how to utilize that God power inside of him to manifest and to bring about all of his desires. And each one of us should be striving to be like Jesus. Really, we should. I mean, and when I'm saying that, and if you don't want to accept Jesus, whatever your following, your religious following is, or whoever you follow, then you should tap into that force inside of you, okay? Because I know everyone who listens to this show is not necessarily a Christian. I have all kinds of folks listening, you know. This is a worldwide ministry, so there's Muslims and Buddhists and all types of different religions. This is a very open and spiritual show, and we don't operate out of a box. So people that listen from all aspects of it. So whatever you call your creator, you need to tap into it, okay? Because usually basically it's just all about a name anyway. There's one God, one universal God force, but people use different names based on how they were brought up and based on where they were born in the world. And that's okay. You know, it's okay that you use what you need to do. But there's one creative supreme being, okay? There may be many different types of higher conscious elevated beings that help brought in that religion or that thought of spirituality, but there is one creator that create the whole cosmos, okay? So that creator you want to open yourself to and realize that that is the creator that has given you that lifeline, that I am present that is within you and help you to utilize that. So, beloved ones, if you tap into your I am presence and begin to use your I am words, there is no doubt in my mind that you will get all the assistance that you need your I am being. By using your I am and coming in full understanding of your I am, you will have all the assistance you need to manifest what you need. Okay? So but like I said, the most important part of this whole process is your I am God self who is inside of you, and that without it and without you recognizing it, you will not have sustaining success or sustaining anything without it. You have to have it. It's a must, you know, that once you tap into your I am present God self, that is the key, okay? And saying the words is beautiful and always use your I am, but you have to come with the full understanding and knowledge that your I am present inside of you is the total key to your total existence. That's how you're going to really excel and have and manifest what you need and want in your life, because you're embracing and accepting that I am presence. It is important that you do that, beloved ones. And it's just, I cannot overemphasize it to the point where you need to really understand and really come full circle with your I am presence and stop using God's name in a way that is not fitting to be used. Because every time you're using I am in a negative way, like I said earlier, you're putting down yourself and you're putting down the God force inside of you. And you don't want to do that. And I understand from a conscious standpoint, a lot of you don't even realize that or didn't realize that. So you're not going to be held. You are going to be held accountable because you're creating your life. But you always have the ability to change and to shift. So now that you are aware and you are conscious of that, if you were not before, then now you have taken the total responsibility and you are going to be responsible for whatever shows up in your life. And many of you already know this because a lot of the people that listen to this show are consciously aware and spiritually aware. But sometimes even conscious and aware people go to sleep, have a sleepy moment. And my job as a reminder is just to wake you up and shake you up and let you know who you really are and what your real powers are. And that's what I'm grateful that God has given me the ability to do that and to allow me to do that. So, you know, it's a real honor for me, beloved ones, to be able to share these words with you today. It's really, really, I am so, so, so grateful. You have no idea how grateful I am that I have been allowed to be used as a vessel for God. because, you know, my life, based on where I came from and based on where I'm at, is tremendously different. And all of you who have not went to my or been visit my website, I would suggest that you do that. Go to my website, which is www.theholisticministries with an H, theholisticministry.com. And I want you to read my testimony, you know, and I think it would be very helpful for a lot of you to be able to see how God can work with one and bring one to a higher state of consciousness and bring one to a higher level of awareness and to be able to help you. So regardless of what your past has been, means nothing, means absolutely nothing, because God can shift you and change you in an instant and make you something special and something unique and somebody special and somebody unique. He did it with Paul. He's done it with many other people, many other beings. So whatever you see people doing today don't mean that that's how they're going to be forever. And for some people, it's hard for them to change, and I understand. But when the God force wants to make you a shift and change in you, it's going to happen. Okay, beloved one, when God wants to use you, you cannot get out of the way. You know, my mother used to always say, son, you can run, but you cannot hide from God, because God's going to always get his person when he wants you to be used. And then sometimes you have to be knocked down, dragged out, and suffered, and to come to some sense and awareness of what it is that the Creator wants you to create. But once he gets to get your attention, then you realize that this is what you must do, then you will do what you need to do. I know that happened in my life. I had to go through the ups and downs and had to be shaken and waken and come to full understanding. So now I live in a state of gratitude, knowing that God is using me as a vessel to help you to bring about full understanding and knowledge and spirituality to all of you beloved ones. And it is not me who's doing the work. Again, it is the God inside of me who is allowing me to express these words. The words I share with you are not my words. It's the words of the I Am Presence that live inside of me that allows me to be able to open my mouth and allow these words to come out. And that same I Am Presence that is in me and Jesus is the same I Am Presence that's in all of us. And we all have the ability to shift and change based on what it is we need to do. And so that's why I speak about the power of your tongue. You can shift and change your life by just shifting and changing what you're saying, beloved ones. Change your conversations. Begin to use them in a higher state. And as soon as you begin to use your shifting in your conversation and begin to change your feeling world through your subconscious mind, that's when your world begins to change. That's when you begin to manifest in the way that you need to manifest, in the way that you want for your life. Most of us want to live the good life, but a lot of us don't quite know how to get there. So this is what this talk is about, getting to the good life, changing your present situation to alter it to move to your higher state of consciousness and higher state of awareness. Because the Creator who created us want us to have an abundant life, want us to live an abundant life, want us to be healthy, want us to have all that we need and not have to go through a world of scarcity. You see, beloved one, there is no lack of prosperity and supply on planet Earth, just a lack of faith and having the ability to call it into our lives. But from this point on, we're going to make a shift and change, and we'll be going to begin to speak in a positive term, speak in your I Am Presence, knowing that it is God and that you're putting in action and you're shifting and changing. And so we are going to change starting this day. So we just want to thank you, and we're going to close with a prayer. But again, beloved one, I want to just give gratitude and thanksgiving for each one of you who have taken time to show up today. And wherever you're at in the world, I'm grateful for you and ask you to continue to tune in and tell your friends about the show. You can also go back at any time and listen to the show. They're all archived. After about 20 or 30 minutes of me speaking, the show should be archived so you can go back and re-listen, or you can send someone else to the website to go listen, and they will be able to experience what you have been able to experience. But I'm grateful for you, beloved ones. So, so grateful. Mighty I Am, we give thanks and gratitude for this day, knowing that you are the source of all things that shows up in our lives. We honor and respect you, Almighty I Am. We give you the grace and give you the thoughts of love and help that you need us to bring about in this earthly realm. We thank you, God, for allowing us to have this precious thing called life today. We thank you, God, that you kept us well this day, that you kept us safe, that you woke us up this morning, that you breathed your breath inside of us and help us to open our eyes. We know it is for you that it was done. And we know that we have work to be done because we are still here on the planet. We know that we were born for this time and that we are to take from this experience that we are having here in this physical life that to help us to evolve as spiritual beings and help us to grow to higher heights of awareness, and that we will continue to use our power of our tongue to raise ourselves and to be able to, as we raise ourselves, we will pull up others as well. So we have the commission to help and to raise our own personal consciousness, but we will help and to raise the consciousness of others in our space and way. We thank you, God, for allowing us to have this day, and we thank you, God, for allowing us to be here to hear these words that you have allowed to be expressed today. And we ask you to continue to give us blessings as we go through this week, that we will be able to utilize this power and utilize this information, this knowledge, to enhance our lives and to move to a higher state of consciousness and awareness. So we say, thank you, God. Just keep us safe this week and give us divine health, divine prosperity, and divine love. And most of all, give us divine protection on our physical bodies. And we say, thank you, God. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. Thank you, beloved ones. Thank you. See you next week. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Okay? Peace and love to you.